y'all be the main ones complaining. Oh, you know, he's such a party pooper. He don't let me go out with my girls. You know, he don't want me to have a good time. And whole time, this how you act when you with your girls.
Now, see, y'all ain't gonna believe, but so I went to go get a drink, and I look behind me, and this right behind me, y'all. He's literally right behind me, and I was like, bro, I started talking to him. I was like, bro, that shoe's crazy. Like, I got the whole thing on camera, and he was like, nah, like, she's looking at my shift, or I would have been dancing with her. Like, I had some moves for her, whatever he said. And I was like, what was she whispering in your ear? Like, what was y'all saying to each other? And he was like, bro, like, she was telling me that she was married and just to go with it. Da, 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 da. I was like, what the f***? She's married and she's doing that?
See, you know, over and over again, we have these conversations, you know, constantly about, like, you know, women, our roles, our femininity, you know, like just certain things. And there's always people who are combating, you know, why it's a man's fault, why men should do this, why men should do that. You know, if he was leading correctly, she wouldn't be acting like this. And, you know, if I had the space to be submissive, I would be submissive. Like, we always hear the same kinds of conversations. But you see, this is the level of embarrassment that a lot of men are enduring and have been enduring in their so-called marriages for a very long time. The only difference right now is social media is running rampant and people are videoing these occurrences that these men would have otherwise not been able to see. This, it don't mean the situations wouldn't have happened. They definitely wouldn't have happened, but it would have just been like, oh yeah, you know, we went to the concert or whatever. We had a good time. We were drinking. Nothing happened. And that would have been the end of the conversation. However, you have bystanders who are now filming these situations and posting them online. So some way, somehow, there are people who are going to be connected to this man and this woman, and look online and see how much of an embarrassment she is and how much embarrassment she is bringing to her man. Intoxicated or not. Because at our big age, we should know the limit of whatever it is that you are sipping on, drinking, whatever it is, you should know how to contain yourself. How much you should have, how much you should not have. At our big age, we should be very well aware at this point. This is why, you know, even through the vetting process, even through dating somebody, even through courting somebody, even through asking all the intricate questions, you know, you have other women telling women, oh, you know, well, he should know in 3 months. And if he don't know, you need to drop that zero and get with a hero because he just playing games. He need to watch you. He needs to make sure that he is making the proper investment and not setting himself up for shame and embarrassment. A lot of women, you know, they have no problem playing the facade and, you know, pretending to be this or pretending to be. And, you know, they walk around very proud, like, you know, I'm the wife and the this and the that. And when they step out, their representation is not adding up. You have some women talking about, well, I'm a wife. You know, you just a girlfriend. And the girlfriend is treating her spouse right, her man, her boyfriend properly in the dating stage, in the courting stage. She's acting more wifely than you are with the ring and the title. What if, you know, let's just put some what ifs in the equation, okay? Let's say, for instance, she's dancing on this guy and she don't know him and they quote unquote having a good time and she's whispering this stuff in his ear. What if this guy is directly attached to this woman's husband's boss? And what if, you know, he goes home and he says, oh, look, dad, you know, I was on social media and look at this. And the dad recognizes the woman from the Christmas party. Do you understand that now whenever, you know, this man sees you and sees your husband, the level of respect that he maybe originally had for him, he no longer has? Because it's like, man, if you can't control the atmosphere or the woman that you choose to represent you properly, how do I know you're going to choose these contracts properly? How do I know that you're going to lead the people in the office efficiently if you can't lead your household? This goes back to another video that I did, you know, a couple months ago where, I was explaining that when a woman goes out, she directly represents her spouse. When a man goes out, he directly represents himself. Everything that a woman does, people gonna look at her husband. If a woman goes to the mall or something and she starts popping off on somebody and her husband is around, people are going to look directly at him like, you can't control your wife? Does she have no limit? Oh, if this is how she acts in public, I can imagine how she acts at home. You can't calm her down? You can't cool her flame? Oh, what kind of man are you? That's what people are going to say. Regardless of if that's true or not, it is going to show or lead others to believe that there is a crack in the foundation of his leadership skills. If a man go out and act the fool and his wife there, you know, people gonna say, oh, his poor wife. Oh, I'm so sorry that she has to deal with this. They're not going to put responsibility on the way that he's behaving onto her. But they will do it on the reverse, though. Listen, I know, okay, it's 2023. There's a lot of people who have, you know, different dynamics in their relationships, different dynamics in their marriages. You know, they go about things in certain ways and in certain manners. But if you turn into this man and you whisper into this man who is clearly younger than you in his ear, talking about, you know, you married, just go with it. And we literally saw her mouth to him in his ear that she was married. To me, that's either an invitation of, you know, we could just play. We could just get down to the get down because, you know, this ain't nothing serious. Or you are revealing your level of intoxication. And both of these things you have control over. Y'all be the main ones complaining, oh, you know, he's such a party pooper. He don't let me go out with my girls. You know, he don't want me to have a good time. And whole time, this how you act when you with your girls. The whole time, this is how you display yourself. And you try to make it seem like, you know, you just got this controlling spouse that don't let you do nothing. He protecting you from yourself. I'd like to know what you guys think about this in the comment section down below. I would love to hear you guys' opinions on this video. Make sure you guys hit that subscribe button and give this video a thumbs up. And I will see you guys in the next one. Love you.